Hey there, friends, it's Nick. So, a couple of days ago, I was chatting to a really old friend of mine, an old client, actually, who is really interested in using story in his advertising. He advertises on Facebook, on Instagram, on Google, and what have you. And most of the ads, I would say, are fairly, they're sort of blunt force trauma. I mean, he has a particular business, a particular product around the world, actually, and the ads are sort of hitting the nail exactly on the head. In other words, what he's essentially doing is saying, this is what we've got, come and buy it. And that approach works fine for certain kinds of audiences, but you have to believe, you know, when you get a message like that, you have to kind of work out the problem it's solving yourself. And some people, most people, don't have a problem that's shaped in the way that his particular service would fit it. So what we were talking about was how we could use story to bring in other audiences to his product, his service. And I think there's a really interesting point here. And I learned this from Sean Twing at the tinylittlebusinesses.com. He's a huge expert in traffic and advertising. And one of the things he says is it's really important to understand that the offer that you make and the product are not the same thing. And right now, my friend is essentially offering the product. But of course, the offer actually you're making at any particular time to any particular audience is really just an expression of the product in that particular moment to that particular audience. So let me try and dig into this a little, because I think it's important. I think it shows how we can use story to put ourselves in front of other people, to sort of fit into the problems that other people are having. Because, of course, one of the things about sales is, you know, fundamentally, if we want, you know, if we want someone to buy our thing, we have to not only find people who've got a problem that it can help, but also express it to them in a way that they can understand that it can help their particular thing. So, for example, if I was, what can we use? If I, say I was running a franchise of the kind of Go Ape kind of thing, you know, I don't know whether you have the outside the UK, but in the UK, certainly, we have a franchise called Go Ape, which is like, you go on a kind of adventure through treetops, high above the ground on ropes. You're tied on all the way. Of course, you're harnessed on, but you're sort of swinging on ropes and climbing through webbings of ropes. And eventually, it very often ends with a kind of a long traversal down a slide, that kind of thing. And it can be quite kind of exciting and quite hair-raising. It's not, you know, it's not like going to the cinema or something. So let's say we've got that kind of a business. Well, we could just run ads that say, come to Go Ape. Right? This is what we've got. And we could show photos of people swinging on ropes and climbing up high in the trees and what have you. We could definitely do that. And that would be analogous to what my friend is doing, that fairly straightforward sort of blunt force trauma. This is what we've got. Come and buy it, okay? But we might also use story to approach some different angles. So, for example, you know, I know this personally. As your kids get older, it becomes more difficult to excite them, right? It becomes more difficult to be cool. Now, I've been lucky with my kids. They're both lovely. And but, you know, there might be a story where we could talk about that kind of a loss, that kind of a pain, you know, not just to clarify. I mean, our job as parents is essentially to make ourselves redundant, isn't it, in some sense. But man, that is a double-edged sword when you're the parent. And maybe when the kids start to get into that phase, maybe they're I don't know, 13 or 14 or 15 or whatever, taking them to something like Go Ape is a way to reconnect, to get back their excitement. You know, when your kids are three, they're excited just to see you. They're excited to hear you tell a story or whatever. And then maybe there's some cinema, and then maybe there's holidays and all this kind of stuff. But like I say, as you get older, it gets harder. So maybe Go Ape can write an ad that is not from their point of view, but from the point of view of a parent who is feeling that melancholy. Or maybe it's a first date. Maybe it's a first date and you want to really make a splash. Maybe it's a wedding anniversary. You know, we've been married 20 years, darling. Let's not just go for dinner. Let's go and do something that gets the blood pumping, that gets the excitement back, that reminds us who we wanted to be. And you can imagine, for each of those three scenarios, we could write a story. And yes, the end of that story, the kind of the resolution, the thing that fills that gap would be Go Ape. But the story isn't about Go Ape. It's not just, this is what we've got, come by it. It is more subtle, more emotional, more connecting. So anyway, that's what I was talking to my friend about. Your product and your offer are not the same things. And we can tell stories in our offer that bring people to our products in different ways. And sometimes with a lot more connection. There you go. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.